William Powell and Betty Davis. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Barbara Stanwyck, Robert Taylor, Carol Lombard, Robert Young, Jack Benny, Spencer Tracy, to mention only a few of the Hollywood stars who will appear here in weeks to come. And tonight, the Gulf Theater presents William Powell, Betty Davis, Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra, and your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. If I were a newspaper editor, I'd probably say, it's the scoop of the year. Or, if I were a movie producer, I'd shout, colossal headline attraction. But as director of the Gulf Theater, may I simply say, we present William Powell and Betty Davis, co-starred for the first time in their careers. Our play is a comedy, Ballerina, Slightly with Accent, by Robert Riley Crutcher. And here again, the Gulf Theater makes Hollywood history. For this is the first time that Betty Davis has ever been heard on the air in a comedy role. Betty Davis and William Powell have just entered the stage from our right. The audience bursts into applause. They acknowledge the greeting, take their places at the microphones, and the play begins. In tonight's story, we meet Betty Davis as the great Russian ballerina, Tanya Filitrovna. William Powell is the American millionaire, Philip Sinclair. The story opens outside the Romanoff Arms Hotel, Central Park West. A crowd of autograph seekers block the sidewalks and overflows into the street, waiting for the glamorous Tanya, premier danseuse of the Russian ballet, to make her appearance. Androvsky, her manager, is frantically trying to clear a path to a waiting taxi.
Please stand back from behind. I, Androvsky, command it. Tanya must get to the theater. 2,000 people are waiting to see the greatest ballerina in all Russia. Please, please. Tanya, my child, come, hurry. We will be late to the theater.
No, wait, Androvsky. Comrade, you have made Tanya so very, very happy.
Will you sign my book, Tanya?
But of course.
It's mine, Tanya.
You are all so sweet, you make me want to cry. I do not know why you are so kind to me. I am only simple peasant girl.
Here, comrade, drop something in and pass it along, please.
Androvsky, you will please not to pass the hat for signing the autograph.
Is that your dog, Tanya?
Da, my little Igor.
A genuine Russian wolfhound, imported.
Da, he is my companion when I want to be alone. And to Igor. Da.
What is he eating?
Caviar dog biscuits. Igor, stop. Do not scare me. Pussycat. Igor, you hear me? Igor, come back. Igor, stop him! Quickly, taxi!
But Tanya, at the theater, 2,000 people, they wait!
I'll be there so soon as I find my Igor. See, comrade, follow up after the little dog.
What do you say, lady?
The little dog got after following.
I don't get you, lady.
Listen, halfwit. I said follow my dog and make it snappy.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Okay, lady.
Hold it, driver. I'll ask this man.
Okay.
Comrade, excuse it from me to you. But have you seen my little dog, Igor?
Ah, the marriage. Tanya, my first day. That's me, Tanya. Brush night.
One of those foreigners. What? Step on it, driver. Wait a minute, driver. I'll try this one.
Sure, lady.
Comrade, please. Have you seen go by a Russian wolfhound?
Well, I seen a hound, lady, but he wasn't Russian. He was walking slow-like into Central Park.
The park driver. I'm going out that man in a few walk. Wait here, driver.
Okay, lady.
Excuse us, please. But have you seen him?
I beg your pardon?
He ran past you?
Why, I didn't really notice. I'm only entered in a hop, skip, and jump.
You are so very funny.
I don't think.
Well, this isn't one of my good days. I take it you lost something?
Yes, my precious Prince Igor. He is maybe so high and weighs perhaps 45 pounds.
Aren't you rather a big girl to be running around with midgets?
Prince Igor is a dog, a Russian wolfhound. Have you seen him?
Oh, yes, yes. He had lunch here.
Lunch? You feed him when he is on a diet?
Oh, he had just a snack right here below my knee.
He beat you. My poor Igor, I must find him.
Well, when you do, will you tell him to send back the seat of my trousers?
But you said he beat you on the knee.
He came back for a second helping.
I do not believe it. He is only getting his baby teeth.
Well, he certainly picked a funny place to start teething.
I cannot waste time talking to rabble. Driver, take me to the theater of the ballet.
Okay, lady.
Well, well, this is going to be fun, isn't it?
Get out of this cab.
But two can ride as cheaply as one. It says so right on the door. Unleash the horses, driver.
This was Russia. I have you sent to Siberia. But right have you got to force your way into my taxi? You are ridiculous. You are preposterous. You are...
I am Philip Sinclair. What's your name?
Does it matter?
No, I can start in by calling you Hay. Then sister, then dear, then sweetheart, then darling.
My name is Tanya.
Tanya. Oh, well, that's nice. Well, now that we're acquainted... Where shall we go?
I am going to the theater.
Good, I'll come along. You got two tickets?
I am going to the theater to dance. Alone.
Oh, but it's a lot more fun when you have a partner. I always feel so silly dancing with myself.
I am with the Russian ballet. I am the premier danseur. Now, if you will please ask the driver to stop the cab and then remove yourself from out of my life.
Yeah, you Russians are so impetuous. You know, anyone without my knowledge of human nature would really believe you mean that.
I do mean it. What are you staring at?
Your eyes. They're like limpid pools. I'd love to go wading in them. You know, you remind me of someone.
Oh, I do?
Yes, it's, oh, I know who it is. Betty Davis. Oh, you are much more beautiful, of course.
Betty Davis? What the hem? Driver, here is the theater. Stop.
Okay, lady.
Goodbye. And I do mean goodbye.
Oh, but listen. Ow.
Flowers. Roses, Madame Berdania. They are from...
I know. Philip Sinclair. Throw them in the alley, Marie.
Miss Tanya, Mr. Philip Sinclair is here.
Throw the flowers out in the alley.
Oh, but Miss Tanya, he has no flowers.
Then throw him in the alley.
Impresario of the great, incomparable Russian ballet, Mr. Sinclair. What have I, Androvsky, to do with parties, eh?
Now, look, Andy, as man to man, there's a girl in your troupe by the name of Tanya.
Ah, Tanya.
Yes. Now, I want to throw this party so I can talk to her, so I can be near her.
You're in love.
Ah.
Mr. Sinclair, I have the great sympathy, but I do not know you.
Well, here's my driver's license and my bank book. No, you're not looking at... You're looking at the balance, the names up here.
Mr. Sinclair, Philip, my son. Sit down. I have a proposition to make. Suppose, just suppose, you own the ballet.
Would that help?
Help? My son, as manager, you could command the dancers to come to your party.
I could? How much would that cost?
Cost, let me see, last balance, 25, please. It would cost exactly $25,000.
Only... Sold. You'll get your check in the morning, and I'm throwing my party tomorrow night.
I might have known this was your party and a trick. I go back to the hotel.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Tanya. This was the only way I could get to see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a toast to the Tsar!
The Tsar!
Tanya, if you'd just give me a... Good Lord, what was that?
The wine glasses. It is customary to break them after a toast to the Tsar.
300 crystal glasses on approval. Well, come on, Tanya. I must talk to you alone. Here's the library. It's a little busy in the library. Here, let's try this room.
To the Tsar!
The Tsar!
Oh. That's fine, boys, fine. If you run short, I'll borrow some from the neighbors. Lovely people, make themselves right at home. Look, there must be some place I can talk to you.
Back in Russia, when the young man wished to talk to me, we went rowing on the Volga.
Was that good?
Yes. There is something about floating over the dark water that makes me very, very romantic.
Oh, yes? Come, Tanya. There's a lake in Central Park where they rent rowboats. What moon?
What moon? Up in the sky.
I can't look up. My back's broken. Oh, Tanya, do you realize I've been rowing you around this lake for 2 hours? Don't you feel romantic yet?
Some.
Ah.
But not enough.
Oh. Tanya, we're floating through the night under a canopy of stars.
I'm hungry.
Look, over there are towers of light set against the black velvet curtain of the horizon.
I bet by this time Androvsky have eaten up all the caviar.
We're alone. Two people who were destined to meet and fall in love. Now do you feel romantic?
No. I'm still hungry.
I give up. You win.
Phil.
Let's just forget it.
Well, I want to explain.
I know. I'm poison to you.
But you're not. I like you. I think you're very nice.
What was that you said?
I said I liked you and you're very nice.
Well, don't look now, but you just dropped your Russian accent.
Yes, that's one of the things I want to explain. I'm not Russian. I was born in Jersey City.
And you never went boating on the Volga?
No.
My back. Well, you sure took me for a sucker. Thanks for the Droshky ride.
Oh, please, Phil, don't be angry.
Can't you see I'm laughing like crazy?
I made up my mind I was going to be a great dancer, and so I became Tanya. My real name is Frances O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shaughnessy.
But I left Frances outside the door the day I walked into the ballet school.
Oh, you left Frances outside the door the day you walked into the ballet, hmm?
You would have liked Frances. She was a very nice girl. And she would have been flattered to know that you loved her. But Tanya, she's hard and cold and thinks only of herself and her career. And if she ever marries, it will only be to another great dancer.
Oh, great dancer.
Well, tomorrow, Tanya and the ballet go to Cleveland.
Cleveland, then.
Sorry you won't see the tryout of my new dance.
Well, life is made up of small disappointments.
It's a beautiful dance.
I'll say so.
My partner is so tall and so handsome and so graceful.
Yes, very interesting.
We float onto the stage, he holding me tightly in his arms.
His arms, huh?
Then cheek to cheek, we sway in tight embrace.
Cheek
and
to
at
cheek.
The finale, reclining languorously in his arms, our lips unite in the ecstasy of adoration.
Mm, how lovely.
You aren't jealous, are you? Phil. Phil, I'm talking to you. Phil.
Who is this Phil?
But that's you. You're Phil.
You make the mistake. I am Boris. I have left Phil outside the door the day I walk into the ballet. Phil was nice, but me, Boris, he think of nothing but career. I am cold, hard, calculating. That's me, Boris, a low-down heel.
So our Gulf curtain calls on act one of our play. Phil has turned the tables on Tanya, and it looks as though he'll soon be floating through the air, although not with the greatest of ease. So, since our curtain doesn't go up for another minute, suppose we hear from a man with both feet on the ground. Johnny?
Thank you, Roger. Folks, most of us think of an automobile engine as something that needs new parts only when it's being repaired. Well, there's one mighty important thing that you might call a part of the engine, and yet you buy it again and again. And that's the gasoline that makes the engine run. Without gasoline, the various mechanical parts, the pistons and valves and gears, wouldn't work at all. That's why it's important to pick the right gasoline. The one that gives a good account of itself, not just in one way, but in all ways. And that's why we suggest Gulf No Knox gasoline. You want a high anti-knock rating? Well, Gulf No Knox is famous for the way it stops motor knocks under all normal driving. And in addition, you get really distinguished performance in mileage, power, and quick starting. You see, Gulf engineers are always on the job devising new ways of improving Gulf no-knock, making sure that you get real satisfaction from your car and real value from every gallon of gas that comes from a Gulf pump. So next time, won't you go Gulf? Won't you make the good Gulf dealer your dealer?
Now, Act Two of the Gulf Theater production, Ballerina, Slightly with Accent, starring Betty Davis as Tanya Filipovna and William Powell as Philip Sinclair. As the curtain rises on the second act, Androvsky is preparing to rehearse the ballet as Philip approaches.
Androvsky!
Philip, my son, what is this foolishness Tanya was telling me?
It isn't foolishness. I want to be in the ballet.
But, my dear Philip, the ballet is for great dancers.
I can dance. That is, I can learn to dance. Besides, I'm backing this shindig, and what I say goes.
No, don't get excited. I'll find a place for you and still keep my conscience clear. You can be a hayman in the ballet.
A hayman in the ballet?
Yeah, I'll show you. Every time I hold up my hand, you say, hey. All right, boys, music.
Hey. 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 Hey.
Very good, very good.
Hey.
That's enough. Can be in the chorus.
That's fine. A Russian chorus boy. Look here, little father. I'm going to dance with Tanya, and if you don't like it, you can give up the ballet.
Give up the ballet? Yes. Yes, someday I will give up the ballet. I'll go away and forget the ballet. Spend the rest of my life in ballet ballet.
How do you do, sir? Any book in particular you're looking for?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll take all the books you have on Russian dancing.
Very good, sir. Shall I wrap them up and send them?
No, I'll eat them here. What? One to the left, two to the right. One to the left, two to the right. Ooh! Oh! Oh, my toe. That'll be enough, miss. I say, that'll be enough, miss. Oh, let me see. I pay you 50 cents an hour. How much do I owe you?
$800.
Half hour to Grace.
Here's your aspirin, Miss Tanya.
Thank you. And leave those sleeping powders. I have a feeling I'll need them after this performance. That'll be all, Marie.
Tanya. Ah, having a little snack. Am I late?
Not late enough.
Now, is that a nice way to talk to your new dancing partner? Oh, boy. We'll kill the audience.
Uh-huh. Or vice versa.
Yeah. Oh, Tanya, why don't you marry me and give up this silly business? Tanya. Oh, what a beautiful name. Tanya. Reminds me of a beautiful song. Put Tanya, old gray bonnet, little red buttons. That dog has no sense of humor.
Go away, Prince Igor.
He can't help it. This room isn't big enough for me and his teeth.
15 minutes.
Say, why should I quit on the night of my debut? For all the practicing I've done, hour after hour, night after night, week after week. I even took a correspondence course. When I gave that up, I got tired of dancing with a letter carrier. But don't think I haven't learned anything. Here, watch me do the backflip cartwheel.
Well, look out for the table.
Oh, don't worry about me. Okay. Ready? Here I come. Oh. 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 Oh, my back. Oh, give me a hand, Tanya.
You've upset the whole table.
Ooh.
Wait till I pick up some of these dishes. Pick up those two olives near your feet.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought they were in my eyes.
What a mess. Look, you almost got the mustard all over you. Oh, you've made Prince Igor angry.
Look, I don't mind him biting me, but if he expects me to put mustard on my leg, that's going too far. Now, and I'll show you my flying through the air spit.
Wait. I'd better close the window first.
10 minutes.
Uh-oh. We'll be on soon.
I don't care if you do own this ballet. You're not going to be my dancing partner if I have to...
to,
What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. You know, I was just thinking. How selfish of me to consider only myself. After all, why shouldn't you dance? Why should I deprive the world of such a great talent? Yes, yes. Come, come, let's drink to it. Wait, I'll mix you a drink. Now, don't look.
I'm not suspicious, but it's taking her longer than it took Dr. Jekyll to mix his drink.
There you are. Drink it down.
Tanya, by a very strange coincidence, I don't happen to be thirsty.
Just one teeny-weeny drinky-winky?
Not on your lifey-wifey.
Oh, it's my own special drink. It is a little potent. I call it the fire.
Yeah, the petrifier.
Oh, come, Philip, this won't hurt you.
It won't, eh?
No.
Then why's that smoke coming out of it?
Oh, don't be a child, Philip. Drink it down fast.
What's the matter? You afraid the glass will melt?
My goodness, but you're stubborn.
Lighters, please. Curtain
oh,
going
I have
up.
No more time to waste if you must dance. Very well. But first, let me see if your costume is all right.
Yes?
Pull up your trouser leg a little higher.
Oh, like this?
Yes. Quick, Igor, bite.
Oh,
him, Igor.
Ow.
Don't let him go till I get back.
Igor. Wake up, Igor. Come on, open your eyes. Look at me. I didn't mean it, Igor. Oh, come on, doggy. Wake up, won't you?
Oh, what happened? What happened to Igor?
It's
what
your own
have you done to him?
Fault. You let that hound hound me until I lost my temper.
What did you do?
Well, I bit him.
Oh, my God. My poor Igor.
Well, he'll be all right. He just fainted, the sissy.
He's not a sissy. He just can't stand the sight of blood.
Wait, he moved. Look, he's opening his mouth.
Oh, Igor, bark to me. Oh, Igor, my precious darling. My sweet little lambikins, my itsy-bitsy darling.
You know, I'm going to miss him.
Miss him?
Yes. While you were in your dance and Igor was in his trance, I decided the ballot could struggle along without me.
Tanya, Tanyushka, your new ballet is a success. The critics are raving.
Well, I guess I better go.
We'll go on an international tour. London, Paris, Switzerland.
I guess there's nothing more I can say.
You mean this is goodbye?
The Androvsky Ballet, the sensation of the world.
Oh, before I go, Tanya, there was something, what was it? Yes. Will you marry me?
Okay.
What? What did you say?
I don't know. Why, what did you say?
I said, will you marry me? And you said, okay.
I did? Oh, that's wonderful.
The Androvsky Ballet. 3 cheers for Androvsky.
We'll find a justice of the peace tonight. Oh, boy, this calls for a drink. Here. Here's to us.
Oh, Philip, you've drunk it. The fire.
Yeah, it's not bad. What's in it?
Sleeping powder.
Uh-oh. That is bad. How long before it hits?
About half an hour.
Well, then let's hurry. Come on. We've still got time to get married.
Sinclair, take this woman to be your lawful...
Excuse me.
Darling, try to control your enthusiasm.
Do you, Philip Sinclair, take this... Most of the men seem nervous when I get to this part, but he seems so relaxed.
Oh, never mind that. Never mind that, just get on with the ceremony.
Do you take her to be your lawful wedded wife? Well, do you?
Wake up, Phil. Wake up. Say I do.
I.
Phil, come on, try. Try.
I do.
And up and at you, man in white. Well, we made it, didn't we?
Oh, Phil, darling, we're married. We're married, Phil. Aren't you going to kiss me? Oh, Phil.
Thank you, Betty, and you, Phil, for a swell performance. Now, you must stay right here, because it's time for our golf question box. Everybody ready? Well, now, let's see. Oh, what's the trouble, Oscar?
Oh, Mr. Pryor, ever since I heard the word droshky mentioned in the first act of our play, I've been horribly intrigued. What is a droshky?
A droshky? Why, droshky is, Well, let's ask Bill Powell. Bill, what is a droshky?
Bill? Who is this Bill? When I walk into the ballet, I leave Bill outside talking to Phil. Phil had the droshky, ask him.
Well, then who are you?
Me? I am Boris.
Oh, now I am confused.
I'm only kidding you, Oscar. I'll straighten you out. A droshky is a carriage drawn by horses, and it's used in Europe quite a bit. Of course, we don't use droshkies here. We travel by automobile instead. And believe me, when we do go for a ride in our car, whether it's during a blizzard, an ice storm, or on a lovely spring day, it's mighty comforting to drive along and feel that you have a friend by the side of the road. That friend, of course, is your good golf dealer, the man who's always ready to speed you on your way, downtown to market or 100 miles cross-country. Because he is an independent merchant, your good golf dealer takes special care to give you a special kind of service. Now, that service is not a matter of routine, but of genuine helpful interest. It's a service that's tailor-made, so to speak, to fit your needs and desires. That's why it's always helpful, never annoying. Why it saves your time rather than taking your time. So why not make a point of meeting your local good golf dealer tomorrow? Learn from him about that good golf service.
Thank you, Johnny. And now for the golf question box. Our first question goes to Betty Davis, who's working hard on All This and Heaven Too at Warner Brothers. Betty, I hope you missed those, because I've got a forfeit for you that's a honey. Now, tell me, has Lewis Stone always portrayed Judge Hardy in the Hardy Family series?
Why, yes, of course.
Aha, a victim, finally. No, you're wrong, Betty. Lionel Barrymore was Judge Hardy in the very first Hardy Family picture. And for your forfeit, once when I was at your house, I heard you sing a song. Oscar's boys have the music handy, and you've got to sing it right now. The song is My Pretty Quadroon. Oscar, let's go.
But, Roger, must I sing?
Yep, stand right there.
Well, I might as well disgrace myself now as later.
A chord on the guitar, maestro.
Who was so happy as we? She had lips like the flower in peach, and the light in her violet eyes there shone on a donkey like me. Her form was exceedingly fair. She had lips like the red rose in June, and her ringlets of dark glossy hair was the curls of my pretty quadroon. Oh, my pretty quadroon, my flower that faded too soon, my heart like the strings on my banjo, all broke for my pretty quadroon.
My heart like the strings on my banjo.
Thank you, Betty. And right now, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Screen Guild for appearing twice in the Gulf Theater this season.
We're always glad to accept your invitations, Roger. All of us in Hollywood are proud to do our part in the cause of the Gulf Theater. In motion pictures, as in every other great industry, there are hundreds who have met with misfortune and can't care for themselves. Naturally, all of us in Hollywood want to help them, and we can. But when we appear in the Gulf Theater, the money we would ordinarily receive, Gulf gives instead to the Motion Picture Relief Fund to help meet its needs and to build a home for less fortunate members of our profession. It is a great work and important. And I speak for myself, and I know that I must speak for every other actor in the picture industry, in saying it is an honor to give our time and whatever abilities we possess to this cause.
Thank you very much, Betty Davis. And thank you, Bill Powell. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Powell's latest picture is MGM's Another Thin Man. Be with us again next Sunday. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood good golf dealer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.